And that is Larry Razavi with his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KAS. And it is program number 547 in that continuing series as you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming at the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're now at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 59 our temperature, bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and bring her in and say good morning to Kelly Bryant. Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning to all of you.
Well,
how are you?
We're wonderful. Very good. And how is things in down near Branson, Missouri this morning?
Wonderful. It's a little windy, but it's nice and sunny here. I'm supposed to get up somewhere in the 80s today, I believe.
Oh, wow. You're going to be quite a bit warmer than us. So, yeah.
It's like summertime.
It is. And that's very welcome. After the winter, people are ready to move on to the next season again. So,
yes,
well,
absolutely.
We had the privilege to visit you in Branson here a couple of weeks back. And, we think the world of you. You are such a wonderful singer and a server at Mel's Hard Luck Diner. But tell us where you were born and raised and how things got started for you.
Well, thank you for the very sweet compliments, by the way, and it was such a pleasure to see y'all. And, gosh, I guess it's been, what, 3 years?
Yeah.
Since I first met you all. That is crazy. I don't even know where the 3 years just went to. I don't even know.
That's true.
But yeah, so I, I'll go way back to my childhood.
Yeah.
And my brother was playing drums in a kids band in Texas, where we're from, Fort Worth, Texas. And they were doing a rehearsal one time on stage and up there, and I was sitting with my mother watching them, and I looked at Mom, I guess. This is what she tells me. I was 4 years old, so I don't know. I don't really remember all of it, but I looked at her and said I wanted to be on that stage, and she said, well, you need to learn a song. And so I learned Loretta Lynn's You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man, which is quite a song for a four-year-old, I know.
Yeah.
But that was the first song that I ever sang on the stage. And then, of course, I became part of the kids group that my brother was. At the time, I was 4, he was 9. Mm-hmm. And we used to just do shows all over Texas, all over Dallas-Fort Worth areas, like the Opry's and such. And one year, my mother, after we did a couple of rounds with the kids group, we came to Branson. And I, at that time, I was maybe 5, 5 and a half. The lady we had an Opry in Grapevine, Texas, and her name was Chisai Childs, and she's been in heaven for a bit now, but she asked my mother to bring my brother and I appear to perform on her show that she was building a theater. And so my mom was like, okay, sounds good. So we came to Branson and we performed in her show for about 2 years, maybe three. And then we moved back home to Texas and joined back with the group that we had left, the kids group. And then one summer, my mother was like, well, I think we should take y'all to Branson and see about y'all performing somewhere. So she called a friend up and that owned a theater called the Ozark Jubilee at the time.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, why don't y'all come up here and do a guest appearance on our show? And so Mom and a couple other of our parents loaded us all up in this big old van with a big old trailer of equipment behind us. And all seven of us kids came up to Branson to do a guest appearance at the Ozark Country Jubilee. And I guess I was about eight at that time, eight or nine. And they asked us if we'd stay the whole summer and perform at the theater.
Wow.
Well, yeah, that summer performance ended up with like a 13-year matinee run here in Branson. So the rest is history. I'm still here, and of course, in the middle of all that, I've done some other shows and traveled with other bands, and I traveled with Johnny Lee for a couple of years as his backup singer.
Oh, you did?
And yeah,
wow.
Yeah, and so I mean, I've been blessed. In some way, shape, or form, I have been singing in Branson since I was 4 years old. So.
Wow, that is incredibly awesome. Where did you go to school?
We used to be here for just the season. At that time, the season was from like June till October.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go to Branson School from June till October, and then we'd go back home to Texas, finish off the school year, and work on our show, and come back up the next year. And so I went. I was at school in Fort Worth, Texas. But then my freshman year of high school, we just stayed up here, and rather than going back and forth, we just moved up here for good. And,
okay.
So I graduated from Branson High School.
And did you go on to any college or extra schooling, or go right into the workforce?
I went right into the workforce, doing entertainment, and then after the shows ended, and after I got done with all that, I got married and had my children, and you know, I just used to sing at a steakhouse for many years, just sing up there for tips, and I had my own band for many years, and then 16 years ago I went to the Hard Luck Diner.
Wow, good for you.
And I've been there ever since.
And what an incredible job you guys do there, and it's not only you. Couple of your children sing and also serve there, and that's the unique thing about that. I've never seen that before, where the servers take turns. They rotate and sing, and you guys are so professional. I mean, it's awesome.
Well, thank you. We love it. We love it. It's just a big old family. You know, my husband works there as well, so we all four work there together, and both of our kids, of course, our son graduated high school and our daughter graduated college. She's getting ready to start grad school in August, and she's got a TA position as well. So she'll be teaching under one of her favorite professors, and so she's really excited about that.
Yeah, and she sings and serves at the diner there too, huh?
Yes.
We didn't get to see
her
while we were there, but her name is...
Caitlin
Bryant.
Bryant.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. And we did get to see your son. Is that Trenton?
Yes, Trenton.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he did a great job. I don't recall the song he sang, but I think it was one of the Disney songs, and did an awesome job.
Yes, he's doing great. He's enjoying it and just being a young adult right now, getting ready to move into his own apartment.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, I'm not ready for that one just yet, but you know, I guess it's time.
Yeah,
gotta let him fly.
There you go. And your husband's name?
Jeff Bryant.
Okay, yeah. And we got to visit with him, and it's really a neat story. The whole family working at the diner there, and we asked Jeff if he didn't sing, and he said, no, he lets that to you guys.
Yes, Jeff is actually our only non-singing server on board.
Uh-huh.
Mel knows that we can't leave him home by himself, so I'm just kidding. No, he just is able to be our non-singing server. Ever since the history of the diner, they've always had one non-singing server on board, and basically just to kind of pick up our slack when we're singing. And,
yeah.
You know, he's obviously not. So that non-singing server we had years ago, about 15 years ago, ended up going into a management position, and so Jeff just kind of came right into his spot. So
okay.
He's been there for 15 years now.
Okay. So now, how does it work? Do you have like a karaoke machine or how? I mean, you've got the background music that you sing to, but it's such a great sound system and it comes out so nice and clear. How does it work?
Well, and it is a really nice, and we're really thankful that our owners and managers make sure that we have a nice setup. So there's a little spot. There's like a little corner, closet corner in the diner that you probably didn't see. But we go over to that, we have a sound system, a nice sound system right there that and of course the speakers are wired all through the diner. And so that sound system controls everything. I'm old fashioned, so I'm still using, CDs because I don't ever want to go up to anything else until I have to, but some of the kids, most of them use their phones, the younger generation kids, they use their phone, or we have a USB port we can put our music in. So we just basically use karaoke tracks. We have to know our lyrics. We can't, watch them on our phone or anything while we're singing. So we turn on our song and turn on the microphone and have at it. We have a little sound decibel. You may have seen it while you were there, but it's in the front of the diner up on the ceiling area, so we watch it all the time.
Okay.
So we make sure we're not blowing anybody's eardrums out.
Oh, that's great. And we did see the little corner where you guys go into to cue up the music, and just really, really neat. How many are there of you that sing and serve?
You know, I'm thinking there's about 30 of us.
Okay. And not all working at one time, so...
No, we usually have six to eight singers on per shift.
Okay.
Of course, right now we're open. We're open Monday through Saturday. We're open 11 to 7:30. Monday through Friday. I'm so sorry. We just changed our hours, so I'm making sure I'm getting this right. Monday through Thursday, we are 11 to 7:30, and Friday, Saturday, we are open until 8:30.
Okay.
We just now started opening up on Sundays again, so I got to throw that in because we weren't open on Sundays for a few years after COVID and all.
Yep.
Now we're back open.
Oh yes.
So we rotate servers out all through the week. We have several servers that are in shows as well, so mm-hmm. we're blessed to have managers that make our schedules, so they work around our crazy stuff that we have going on, or us that have children that need off for school functions and things like that, and we've never had ever had an issue getting off for what we needed to take off for. So we've been so blessed being at that diner.
Yeah,
raising our kids and all.
It's really incredibly awesome. I'll tell you, we just were so impressed. I think we were there like about five times throughout the 10 days that we were there. And the food is great. They do. The staff there, the cooks, they go above and beyond. They put out some good food.
Well, I think so, too. We also do have one singing cook, and sometimes we can twist his arm to get him out to sing. And then we also have a singing hostess, Wendy, and she's amazing. So we've got so much talent there. That one little place is crazy.
Yeah,
how talented they are. I'm very fortunate to work with such talented folks, and my whole family. that makes it even better. I also have a niece that works in the soda fountain. I have my sister; she works in the gift shop.
Okay.
My brother-in-law is a busser there. So
okay.
Yeah, we're just full of family.
Whole bunch of family. Well, that's neat. Well, I just have to share with you, we were there for, I think, 9 nights, 10 days in Branson, and I think we seen like 8 or 9 shows, and we just marveled, all of us, the four of us. Every show, one was just as good as the next show. There's so much talent in Branson, and the highlight probably of the 10 days was we actually came into Branson on Tuesday, the 18th of March, and Jerry and Cindy, my in-laws there, they've been coming there quite a few years in a row. They said, we've got to make reservations at the Sight and Sounds Theater. The production of David is going on right now. And so we did that. And lo and behold, we couldn't get tickets for a show till the last day we were there on Thursday of last day. And that one was, I mean, the climax of all the shows with all the live animals. And that's the Sight and Sounds is a huge theater. I don't know if you've ever had a chance to perform there, but it's huge.
I have never performed there. I have many friends that have and still do. And I have seen all of the productions, but I haven't been there to see David yet. It's just brand new this year.
Sure.
But I hear it's absolutely amazing. But I've seen every one of them, and they all are. And just every time you think, oh, there's no way they can top Samson, or there's no way they can top Jesus, and they're all just so amazing.
Well, Kelly,
and I'm so thankful for that theater.
Yes.
You know, it's so nice to have it here.
Well, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment, it's 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you if that's all right.
Sounds good.
Okay, so greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. It is Holy Week this week, which means Sunday, April 20th, is Easter. You have the opportunity to plan a great Easter Sunday meal when you stop and shop at the St. Joe Meat Market. The St. Joe Meat Market has John Morrell fully cooked bone-in hams that you can purchase whole or half, or have deboned and sliced at no extra charge, traying just 50 cents per pound extra. Several varieties of boneless hams are also available, including our ever-popular home-cured, off-the-bone boneless ham. Whichever you choose, call ahead and place your order for even faster service. A full line of fresh meats and sausages are available for the non-traditional Easter meals. For those that just like to graze, we have meat and cheese trays, snack sticks, summer sausage, meatballs, and more. The St. Joe Meat Market also has on hand colored Easter eggs for in those Easter baskets. And watch for the Broad of the Week series to start, and actually is started. And for more great in-store specials, you can always call 320-363-4913. You can like us on Facebook or look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. A thank you and a very happy Easter from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. Kelly, for being our guest on the show, we put up a nice meat package, and along with Chasm, we get that off to you. And actually, we can share with the folks that we hand-delivered it to you when we came to Branson. And how was that for you?
Oh, my gosh. It's all so good. Actually, I've got a couple of the items I'm about to put on my grill here in a minute. Today is my husband's 60th birthday, and he's decided we're going to have to do a cookout here at the house. So some of those items that you had given me, we are going to put on our grill. But, oh, man, it's all so good.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. You bet. And it was
sausage
neat.
Sausage and then.
It was,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
It was neat that it worked out to bring it to you and, meet you at the diner there. And, really a cool thing. It was really great.
Thank y'all so much. I would be happy, so happy to do this interview without the package. But boy, are we ever happy to get the package!
Oh, that's great. So, Kelly, we got to ask you now. As we look at your career, and you're just like not even halfway there, I don't think you've got a long singing career ahead of you. But as you were singing and growing up, were there female vocalists that influenced you or that you tried to imitate or follow in some sort of manner? Who was it that you looked up to?
Well, I sang quite a bit in church with my dad, and so and my little sister, we'd sing in church with Daddy on Sundays, and there were several singers at the church that I looked up to, lady singers. But as far as celebrity singers, my first influence obviously was Loretta Lynn. That was the first song that I ever learned on stage. And of course, Patsy Cline music is always been. I've always listened, even as a child. I always listened to the older country music. I love the country music, and right now, like the latest country music that I listen to is probably early 2000s. So I'm way old school music. But Patsy Cline, Loretta Lynn, later Dolly Parton definitely. Later years and would be Martina McBride and definitely Carrie Underwood. I love her.
Yeah.
And in the Southern gospel industry, gosh, there's the Isaacs and Karen Peck. I look up to them so much. I love their music, all of the Southern gospel groups. And so those would probably be my biggest influences as far as my favorites.
You bet. So are you considered national recording artist? I mean, you went to Nashville, right, to record?
No, I wish. the albums that you have of mine that he did record, he did all of my producing and everything. He does live in Nashville now. He moved to Nashville. So now when I go to record, I'm using a different fella. I'm working on a new project right now. But so Bobby, he moved to Nashville. So I always had in my head, well, if I went to Nashville to Bobby's studio and recorded, then I could officially say I was a Nashville recording artist. But no, I'm not.
What I've made for the
diner, and then of course I sing at the Uptown Cafe on Monday mornings.
Yep.
Well, most Monday mornings from 9 to 11, and I do that there. And so yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm definitely not a national recording artist, but...
Well, we promote you as a national recording artist. I believe that you were, and anybody that would try to debate that, they would listen just for a minute, and they'd say, oh, yeah, she's definitely a Nashville recording artist. So do you know how many times you've recorded, how many CDs you've got out? Or?
Yes, I am... Currently, I have, eight. I have eight.
Okay. And are they all gospel, or do you have a couple of variety ones, or what do you have?
There's four gospel and three country varieties in the Christmas.
Oh, very nice. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful.
You know, some of them are getting fairly, you know, I've had them out probably about 15 years now, and so I mean they're kind of getting on up there, but they still they're still doing okay, so I'll just keep them out for now, I guess.
Absolutely.
Until I'm not recognizable on the picture anymore, maybe.
Well, no, and we want to especially thank you. You provided us with CDs, and we've got quite a bit of your music in the system here now in our Scott's computer system here, so that all of the fellows that work at the station here, actually guys and gals, they're able to just search for your name and pull you up. And because we do an inspirational segment after the rosary in the evening, and there's other times for inspirational or gospel music. And so it's nice to have that in the system available. And every one of your songs are so, so meaningful. It's just fun to listen to.
Thank you. I'm honored. I'm honored to be in y'all's playlist, I guess what you would call it.
Yeah.
I'm very honored, and I thank you so much.
Now, do you have a way of selling them other than at the diner? Do you have a website, or how does it work for you?
I don't. Just through the diner,
okay.
Or through the Uptown Cafe, or... sometimes folks use they may take one home with them, and then they'll send me an email or something and say, hey, we'd like to order another one. What do you have? I do send some by mail, and if folks request them, and
sure.
But for the most part, it's just right there.
Okay.
Right here in little old Branson.
Well, for what it's worth, I do maintain a website, primarily polka music, but I do sell gospel and country and other varieties, and I plan to put yours in there. And if I do get offers that people are interested in your music, I will certainly get in touch with you, and we'll work it that way so that your music will be available up in this part of the country too.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, you
so
bet.
Much.
You bet. Well, great. What does the future look like, Kelly? Everybody's in good health. You just plan to keep on working at the diner and singing, and or have you had other offers to be on stage in Branson, or what does it look like?
You know, I know it. As of right now, we're just like, I know our kids are grown, but I mean, I feel like we're still kind of raising them. Trent is 19 and Caitlin's 23, but
yep.
You know, with her going to grad school, she's probably going to be at home for a little bit longer, and I'm just fine with that. As a matter of fact, I told her with my son heading out to his own apartment, I'm going to need her to stay for a little bit longer because I don't know if I can handle them both at the same time.
There you go.
But our you know, our plans are just to keep singing as much as I can and touching people's hearts is what I pray that I do every day. And as long as my body lets me handle the wait and tables part, I really enjoy it. It keeps me up and it keeps me moving.
Yep.
And, you know, I obviously could be in a little bit better shape than I really am, but I think it'd be worse if I wasn't doing what I was doing.
Well, when it gets to that, we all can, nobody likes their bathroom scale or you know, you don't want to go to the doctor and hear the bad news about your all your numbers on the charts and stuff. But as long as you feel good, and that's where I'm at these days. I feel good. I feel like getting up in the morning. I still maintain our yard and do all that sort of stuff. And I think you probably do the same around. You have your home and everything there. And besides your kids, you have things to take care of, too.
We sure do. Now, my husband, he hasn't been able to work for a couple weeks now. Since I think when y'all were here was the last week he worked. If all of you prayer warriors would keep him in your prayers, he's dealing with some health issues right now, and we're praying that we get some answers. Actually, he had an MRI on Friday night, and we're hoping to get some answers this Wednesday at his neurology appointment. Yeah, we're praying he can get back to work soon. He's just dealing with his legs just giving out on him. They just give out and he falls.
You bet.
So obviously, waiting tables and falling is not a good combination.
Not a good combination. Nope, that's for sure.
So
well, we will certainly keep Jeff in our prayers. You bet.
Well, I appreciate that so much.
You bet.
Yes, we're very blessed. Other than that, everybody's well. We're all just trucking along and working away just kind of what we do.
All righty.
Try to spend as much time with our families as we can.
Well, off the cuff, Kelly, and now in this next segment here for about 20 minutes or so, I'm going to feature music by you. You want to pick out a couple songs that are your favorites that you think the folks in our listening land would really enjoy? Can you mention three, four
goodness.
Of them? I Know He Grew the Tree. That's a nice gospel. Church in the Kitchen was the one I was going to start with.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorites.
I
love singing Church in the Kitchen. There's a, let's see. Oh, my gosh, I can't even think what I got on there. I've got 40 songs on there.
Yeah.
So there's Church in the Kitchen. There's one on there that I really enjoy. It's a real uplifting song. It's called Praise God, It's Settled, I'm Saved. It's number 4 on either disc 1 or 2 on the Church in the Kitchen one you're looking at.
Okay.
And, of course, one of my favorite gospel songs of all time is 4 Days Late by Karen Peck. And she, no one could ever sing it as good as her, but I give it a shot. And that's also on, I can't remember if it's on disc 1 or disc 2 on that one, but 4 Days Late.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
boy.
Wonderful. And I will pick out a couple more. And I recognize a couple of the traditional ones. Wind Beneath My Wings, that's what, a Bette Midler one? Or who else did that one?
The one that I do on that album, it's actually a Christian version. It's the same melody and the same sound and everything. It's just the words are slightly different.
Okay.
And there's also I Saw the Light and Unclouded Day on that one.
Yeah.
One with the more traditional. And those are fun too. I enjoy those too. There's one called A Little Bit of Heaven.
Uh-huh.
And it's song number one, I think, on the disc two, and it's a fun little cute song by the Isaacs. I love it.
Got it.
And uplifting, and yeah.
I think I've got five of them picked out already, so we'll go with those, and as weeks go by, we'll play. Oh, here's the one, 4 days late. I found that one, too, so we'll see if we can squeeze them all in. But as the weeks go by, we'll be featuring a couple of different songs. We do a segment here on Sunday mornings. It's called Music and Memories. And one of the local funeral homes, they take names of people that have died during the current week from over the years. And so you might get somebody that died back in 1930 or 1950. And then, of course, you get lots of people that died in the 2000s. But families just enjoy hearing their loved one's name called. And we get 50 to 60 names called in almost every week. And then after that, then it's my job to put in the music. And then at the end of the half hour, they read all the names once again. And people that don't get in on time, they'll call me direct, and then I'll read the additional names that are called in. But that's a good time, that 20 minutes or so in between. It's a very good time to play music by all of the different artists. And just know that you get sandwiched in between Johnny Cash and Elvis Presley and all the big ones. So you're right there with them all.
Well, I'm completely honored.
You bet. And it's just...
That's awesome.
It's a fun program and uplifting program. They encourage people to call the families of those missing loved ones during the week and just let them know that they're being remembered. And it's been going on for, well, I've been here 21 years, and it's been probably another 10 years before I got here. So it's been around for a while. So it's really neat.
Wow, that's great.
You bet.
That is neat.
So just know that you're part of that, too, all the way up here.
Well, that makes me feel good.
Uh-huh. Well, our time is about run out. So, Kelly, we want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And like I told you the last time, if the good Lord is willing that you and I are here down the road sometime again, and I don't know if it'll be 3 years or 5 years, we'll do it again. How's that?
That sounds great. You just let me know.
All righty.
I'm happy whenever. I'm happy to do it.
Well, you have a great afternoon. If you want to stay right there, I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment. But with that, we thank you once again, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a great afternoon. Thank you so much.
And there she goes, Kelly Bryant. And she is our 547th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Coming up on 18 minutes now, past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading is 61 degrees here in central Minnesota. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Kelly in just moments. Thank you. Larry Rezavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme wrapping up our 547th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Kelly Bryant, our guest, and what a delightful guest she was. Yes, a wonderful singer, and what you hear is what you get. She is just down to earth, a good person, great singer, talented. And, well, we'll let you judge for yourself. Music getting underway right now with Kelly Bryant. Here's one that we talked about, one called Church in the Kitchen. Kelly Bryant with one called Church in the Kitchen. Takes us now to 24 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Here's another gospel tune, one by Kelly, and it's one called He Grew the Tree.
He molded and built a small, lonely hill that he knew would be called Calvary. Then he made the seed that would grow to be that would make his son bleed. Then he made a green stem, gave it leaves, and then gave it sunshine, and rain sheltered it with moss. He grew the tree that he knew would be used to make the old rugged cross. Nothing took his life, with love he gave it. He was crucified on
Kelly Bryant with one called He Grew the Tree. Very, very meaningful song there. Gospel tune, inspirational tune here on KASM. Taking us to 28 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 62 degrees here in central Minnesota. In the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Jeannie texting me information this morning. And says, hello, if you are looking for a getaway or a fun adventure and you just don't know where to begin the planning, you need to call Jeannie B's Tours. It is probably all ready for you. Here are some of the destinations waiting for you to enjoy. Why not the unbelievable Ark Encounter and Creation Experience that departs on May 12th, or the Apostle Islands, Bayfield, and Hayward, Wisconsin? Branson Tours are always entertaining. The Medora Musical Memories Tour is August 1st and September 5th. The Smoky Mountains Fall Colors Tour departs October 18th. And the September Mississippi River Cruise Tour is always a favorite. There are limited spots available for Jeannie B's 2025 Fall Colors of New England, Rails and Trails, Treasures of Ireland, New York City, and the Hudson River Valley. The 2026 tours are filling at this time, and they include Alaska Call of the Wild Land, or the Alaska Land and Cruise, Hawaii, Alpine Countries, Austria, Switzerland, Germany, England, Wales, and Scotland, Ireland, Hollop Tulip Festival, River Cruise, the Canadian Rockies, the Rose Bowl Parade, and the Panama Canal Cruise, just to mention what Jeannie's got on her itinerary there. So you need to call Jeannie B's for any or all of these trips, tours, 320-345-1581 for any or more information about any of these tours. Many one-day fun day trips to shows like Jasper's Theater up in northern Minnesota, and Greece at the Chanhassen are on the 2025 tour schedule as well. Hop on the Slots of Luck Casino Tours to see if you might be lucky. Jeannie B has tons of fun planned for everyone. Just dial 320-345-1581 to book your look at your next adventure. And remember, as Jeannie always says, seeing is believing. That's all for you from Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. They proudly bring us our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And like I tell you almost each and every week, if you, you know, if I read it too fast, if you didn't catch it all, you just want to give Jeannie a call. She always loves to talk to people, and she'll take all the time you need to explain what and when and how and where. All the questions you might possibly have, she's got the answers, you bet. So check it out, Jeannie B's Tours, as she brings us our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 29 minutes now before the hour, 1 o'clock, 62, our temperature here in central Minnesota. Here's one of the songs that Kelly mentioned during the interview. It's one called 4 Days Late.
News came to Jesus, please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last. Mary and Martha watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus, he did not come, and they wondered why. The death watch was over, buried for days. Somebody said, he'll soon be here, the Lord's on his way. Martha ran to him, and then she cried, Lord, if you had been here, you could have healed him, he'd still be alive. But you're 4 days late, and all hope is gone. Lord,
Miss Kelly Bryant with one called 4 Days Late. 24 minutes before the hour of 12 to before 1 o'clock, that is, 24 before 1. And our temperature up to 63 degrees with sunshine here in central Minnesota. And the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that is always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe and County Road 3. And the Hustler is the original zero-turn lawnmower. It helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin still with a nice inventory of new, brand-new Hustlers on hand. And, of course, we were just out there just a couple weeks ago, picked up our Hustlers, had them serviced for the year, and Kevin does such a great job. Of course, he does repair work on all makes and models, so he can change your lubricants, belts, and hoses, sharpen your blades. He did all of that for us. Kevin also accepts trades. He'll make you a sweet deal on your present lawnmower. As always, for more information, give Kevin a call, 320-363-7459. Now, Kevin also carries the Eagle brand 56-volt lithium battery-powered equipment. So he has handheld blowers and backpack blowers, chainsaws and pole saws, self-propelled lawnmowers, and more, all powered by that powerful 56-volt lithium battery. So just give Kevin a call. And, of course, like we've mentioned to you, he's a busy guy this time of the year. He puts in the family farm. So if nobody's there, he's out in the tractor, out in the field. But if he knows you're coming, he wants to be there. So he will make sure that he's there when you are there. So give him a call. Line up that appointment, 320-363-7459. That's Kevin's Countryside as he brings us our final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 23 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock. Time for just a couple more selections. Right now we talked about this one, one called The Wind Beneath My Wings.
Must have been cold there on that hillside. You're wounded and bleeding along the way. You hung alone upon the tree. You gave your life for those like me. I was the one who should be punished for all of the sins that I have done. You were the one who took the blame. I never once heard you complain. You know that you're my hero. You're all of life there is to me. And I can fly higher than an eagle. 'Cause you are the wind beneath my never again will go unnoticed. 'Cause I've got it all here in my heart. You are the way, you are the truth. I would be nothing without you. You know that you're my hero. All of life there is to me. I can fly higher than an eagle. 'Cause you are the wind beneath my. Tell you you're my hero. are the wind beneath my wings. You are the wind beneath my wings, Jesus, you. You are the wind beneath my wings.
Kelly Bryant with one called Wind Beneath My Wings. And we're at 18 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with another tune by Kelly Bryant. And this one is called A Little Bit of Heaven.
There's a little bit of heaven in every gospel song. And it sounds like a choir of angels when everybody's singing along. There's so much love in every line. The harmony is so divine. There's a little bit of heaven in every good old gospel song. It's the sweetest memory I have as a child. Bring a chair and a bunny, everybody going down to the singing every Saturday night. And we sing, I'll fly away, what a day that's gonna be. What a beautiful thing when we sing, that sounds like home to me. There's a little bit of heaven in every gospel song. And it sounds like a choir of angels when everybody's singing along. There's so much love in every line. The harmony is so divine. There's a little bit of heaven in every good old gospel song. Have to have perfect pitch, there's no need to be shy. Anybody can do it, all you gotta do is pick a part, open up and let her fly. And just think about Jesus' love when burdens are weighing you down. Cause when you sing a sweet melody, it's gonna lift you right off the ground. There's a little bit of heaven in every gospel song. And it sounds like a choir of angels when everybody's singing along. There's so much love in every line. The harmony is so divine. There's a little bit of heaven in every good old gospel song. There's so much love in every line. The harmony is so divine. There's a little bit of heaven in every good old gospel song.
Kelly Bryant with one called A Little Bit of Heaven. And that wraps up our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.